Good afternoon. My name is Fran Benedict, and we're kicking it off today by talking about International Women's Day. And, you know, typically it's the story of women's struggles for equality and making a collective effort of many who care about human rights in general. And it's a day to truly make a positive difference for women, and in my case here, by also sharing stories. Not just one single day out of the year, this obviously should be happening all the time, but with that, I have brought in a very inspiring person in my life, Tara Andreessen, to share with us some of her inspiration and her ideas of what International Women's Day is. So, Tara, welcome.
Thank you, Fran, for having me.
Thanks for being here. So what I'd like to do to start out is find out from you, what does Women's Day mean to you?
Well, I think Women's Day to me kind of represents and celebrates women, obviously, who have had a positive impact in the world, both globally but also in their community. Sort of points towards the fact that there has been a struggle along the way, that this hasn't always been easy for women, still continues to be struggles. And so this allows us to kind of celebrate those people and to acknowledge, you know, their hardship in getting to that point.
Yeah. Well, I love hearing that from you because you have a unique story. And learning more about you and who's inspired you helps us to kind of get a better understanding of where you get your tremendous strength and courage and perseverance that you have. That you exude in everything that you do. With that, who has been the most influential woman in your life? And then I can let you go ahead and share a little bit more about you.
Okay. Probably the most influential woman has been my mother, which you may hear from a lot of daughters. As they get older, they tend to appreciate their mothers more. But my mom's situation was pretty unique. She was college educated, which was the first in her family, and she went on and moved to upstate New York. The plan was to be a teacher, but she had two children, myself included, both with pretty significant genetic conditions called osteogenesis imperfecta, which is a brittle bone disease. We were living in a very remote town with not a lot of money, and my mom had to get very clever with her resources and had to kind of pull in some support from the community and from her friends, but also to come up with ways in which my brother and I could have a very good medical care, but also education. We were in a very small town, and both my brother and I, you know, of normal intelligence, but because we were in wheelchairs, the school district was very apprehensive about allowing us to be in school because we would break bones, and they were very fearful of that, and my mom had to really push hard and fight the school district to let us be in mainstream school because she didn't want us being sent off to school with special needs kids. And so it was quite a struggle for her, and she definitely came up against a lot of very big, powerful people in a very small town, which can be overwhelming. But she pushed really hard, and we, you know, were in mainstream school, and I'm very fortunate for that because I think I got a very good education. And in that, she always was also pushing us to be adventurous and do the things that all the other kids were doing, even though she was probably terrified of us doing sleepovers or campouts or any of those sorts of things. She was very encouraging of us to try to, you know, do what all the other kids were doing, and we would learn our own limitations. And she didn't want to be the person to set limitations for us. She wanted us to be able to figure that on our own, and I think because of that, she made me a very brave person, very adventurous, and certainly not fearful.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've seen that in my, gosh, this is now probably approaching 20 years of knowing you, and being a dear friend in my life, and just watching you and hearing stories of you traveling through Europe for like a month, yep, you know, in your wheelchair.
Which scared everyone.
Nothing has stood and your way. Nothing. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I just think it's an incredible message for people in general to mm-hmm. hear your story and to know all that you have been doing. I mean, we're just touching on little snippets here, but mm-hmm. I do feel that, you know, you continue to press on through, on into college and then on into graduate school and moving into New York to Sarah Lawrence to pursue your master's in genetic counseling. And now how you have taken all of this courage and strength and perseverance mm-hmm. to follow your path amongst all sorts of obstacles, but you've done it and you're doing it, and that's something that people need to hear. So I just want to thank you for being such an inspiration. Is there anything you want to share about going through your graduate program or navigating through New York City, mm-hmm. moving on out to San Diego, now living in your own home and having a family here that obviously will continue to support others in ways of like reaching for their dreams and their goals and making an impact?
Well, I think, you know, I always told myself fear is more disabling than my condition was. So I think that very early on I needed to overcome those fears. And I think once you overcome fears, you develop a level of confidence. Mm-hmm. And people perceive people with confidence differently than those that don't have a lot of confidence. And I mm-hmm. think that, you know, I had a lot to prove to mm-hmm. people along the way, that I could do these things, that I was capable of, you know, moving 3,000 miles away and going to school on my own and living in Manhattan on my own and doing all those things, because I had to kind of work up enough of my own confidence to make them confident in me. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that has been, and the times that I struggle are those times when I'm not very confident in myself. Mm-hmm. And I think, and lack of confidence sometimes can come from fear also. And so really sort of just trying to overcome those fears, gain that confidence, and that allowed other people to be confident in my ability.
Yeah.
And to give me a chance mm-hmm. and to kind of go along that journey with me and to celebrate the fact that all of that turned out really well. And, yeah. you know, in the end, and it's not the case for everyone. I think that we all have our own personal struggles, and mine are just much more obvious mm-hmm. because, like you said, I'm 2'11" and I'm in a wheelchair, and you could probably ask a complete stranger and they would know what my obstacles have been. Mm-hmm. Whereas you may have somebody who, you know, is dealing with mental illness or body images or abuse, you know, either in work or at home, and those are not as obvious. And I think so. I think everyone's own struggles are very personal, mm-hmm. but I think that they're all equally as important to acknowledge that that's where what is kind of molding their path,
right.
And being able to build confidence has been, despite those things, I think is really has helped yeah. me. I mean, the love and support of my family and my husband and my wonderful friends like you has certainly helped, but I think a lot of it has to come from within. Mm-hmm. You can have people kind of carrying you along through life, but if you don't really kind of harness that confidence in yourself, you may never really be successful.
Yeah. What would be your biggest message to women? I guess this circles right back to what you were just saying.
Yeah, so I think that you know, once you know, to really be successful in small ways or in big ways, I think that, you know, is to never think that you can't do it. Mm-hmm. That, you know, kind of try to believe in yourself and know that things don't always come easy, and there's going to be ups and downs, and there's going to be broken bones along the way, per se, you know. And so, but I think all of that is, if you, you know, really have, you know, good thoughts and beliefs about yourself and your ability, I think that that's really what's going to help you to succeed. Yeah. And there certainly are going to be people along the way that are going to challenge that. And I think the more that we get support from other women as well and know that society is moving forward, even though sometimes it may seem like we're stepping back, both not only for women, but people with disabilities. I think there is still this forward trend for greater goodness. And so I think when times are tough, just to know that it can get better and you can persevere despite many obstacles. Just believe in yourself.
Yeah. So when you say these things, you know, like developing the sense of confidence and these things that you're describing to help us kind of get back up again and keep going, like what are some of the biggest things in your life have helped you, like your mindset and be able to kind of get right back up again after you've literally and figuratively broken your bones? And what is that? What is that within that helps continue to develop that sense of confidence to keep you moving and to keep you achieving and accomplishing and living just life how you do?
So I certainly bring that back to my mom and my parents.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that comes from them.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny, though. I look at my mom, and I don't think she's that confident about herself.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that she did, both my parents did an amazing job at, you know, making me feel, them feeling proud of me.
Yeah.
You know, and making me feel like I could do whatever I wanted to do. It was maybe scary along the way. So I think it started there, and I know that for not everyone, they have that opportunity to have such loving and supportive parents who really do instill that sort of confidence in their children.
Mm-hmm.
I think it starts there, but I also think, you know, it's the people that we choose to spend our time with, people that we choose to share our life with, can also affect how confident we are in ourselves. And I think all of us kind of go through that in the early part of our life where we may have some pretty toxic people around us that certainly does not help with those confidence levels. And so I think that's a natural part of living, but to try to sort of sort through that and know that that's someone else's issue and that's not your own issue, that doesn't come from you. And just surround yourself with really supportive, loving people and try to kind of distance yourself from people that may not inspire you creatively or make you feel good about yourself. Yeah. So I think that that's really important. Trying not to care so much about what other people think, I think is really important. That was definitely a struggle for me more when I was younger than now. I think when you get older, you care less what other people think, but it's important to just be your own person, you know, be your own, who you're going to be and not be ashamed of that and not think that that's not right. Really care what people around you think, because in the end, those may not be the people that carry you to your next achievements. That's really important, to be who you're going to be. Don't hide anything. Don't be embarrassed about it. And if you're a little weird, you're a little weird. And if you're a little goofy, you're goofy. But, you know, at least you're true to yourself. And I think if you're always true to yourself, you're going to succeed.
And I think we all are a little weird, and I think we all are a little goofy.
Yeah.
And I see some emotion coming up in you right now.
Well, I just love you, and I think of you, and another very amazing, powerful woman who is, you know, kind of on her journey right now and searching for that path that's going to really fulfill you. And I'm really happy to be a part of it.
It is my honor that you are my friend.
And your first podcast.
And my first podcast. So I am so thankful and grateful for you in my life. And I think the world of you. And I want to, on behalf of myself and how much of an impact you've had on my life, thank you for that. And also others as well. So thank you for being the first to join this Simply Mindful journey.
My pleasure. I can't wait to hear more.